I don't like the term king or queen. The image of king or queen, it doesn't mean much to me. It rather gives me a negative image. Power, privilege, entitlement, domination, and even corruption. These are the words I'm not that so attracted to. Especially when they use this term for Jesus whom I love, I feel uncomfortable. King is a political language. Isn't there a better word than king to describe our Lord Jesus? But when you read today's passage, Jesus clearly said that he was the king. You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into this world. So he said that he was the king. And he came to be the king, and for this he was born. That is very strange to me, because we all know that Jesus was never the king while he was on earth. He was not the king. He didn't become the king. He was simply a carpenter. And he became an itinerant preacher. Then he died as a criminal. Never the king. Why did he say that he was born to be a king, and for this he came into the world? People who hated Jesus, that was exactly what they wanted to hear from Jesus. That is exactly what they wanted Jesus to say and confess. They wanted to frame Jesus by saying that he acted like he was king. They wanted to charge him with a treason. So it could be a very dangerous statement for Jesus to say that he was the king. That was why the first question Pilate asked Jesus was this: are you the king of the Jews? When he asked this question, what image do you think he had? When he asked Jesus, are you the king of the Jews? What image do you think he had? Because the only king to Pilate was Tiberius, the Roman emperor, the most powerful man in the world at that time. That was the image of the king Pilate knew of. No power, no king. Tiberius sacrificed everything to have that power to be the emperor, including his wife. Tiberius had a wife whom he dearly loved, and he enjoyed his marriage life, and he lived a happy life. But to be the emperor, he was forced to divorce his wife. Why? Because Tiberius was not the bloodline of the previous emperor, Octavius, the Augustus, and Augustus wanted to have his bloodline in the next emperor. So Tiberius was forced to divorce his wife and marry Augustus' daughter, Julia. Julia was not a very good person. He wasn't very happy about it. But he did it to be the emperor, to have the power. He sacrificed his own marriage and his wife. He would sacrifice anything to have the power. That was a kind of king Pilate knew, Tiberius. Pax Romana, Roman peace, that just looks good on the surface. There was no peace. Enforced silence. That's all they had. Not real peace. So when Pilate saw Jesus, he didn't look like the king. So he almost ridiculed, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He had no power in the eyes of Pilate. Just an innocent poor man who was caught up in political turmoil. That's why after meeting Jesus, he went out and said this. He went out to the Jews again and told them, "I find no case against him. He doesn't look like king. He doesn't pretend to be like king." Then why did Jesus say that he was the king? My friend, Jesus' kingdom was different from Pilate's kingdom. Pilate's kingdom was defined by the power, controlled by the power. And Jesus' kingdom was not Pilate's kingdom. This was what Jesus said. "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Jesus' kingdom is a kingdom of the truth. He came to testify the truth. He came to proclaim the truth. He came to make us people of the truth. Because only the truth will set you free. Only the truth will set you free. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. To Pilate, it was a foreign concept. "What are you talking about?" Totally foreign concept. Kingdom of truth? So he asks Jesus, "What is truth?" His question is like, what's the truth got to do with anything? Kingdom is all about power, not truth. The truth has nothing to do with the power, and truth has nothing to do with the kingdom. To have the power, lies are permitted. Sometimes lies are much more effective and efficient. You can lie through the teeth if that gets you the power. I see so much of these days. Lies after lies. Truth can be inconvenient. That is very different from Jesus' idea of kingdom. In Jesus' kingdom, we are free. In his kingdom, Pilate was not free. Was he free? Pilate, was he free? You know, Pilate met Jesus again after this. That comes out in chapter 19. So he talked with Jesus again. And he believed that this man is not a criminal. Rather, he is a victim. He knew that Jesus was innocent. But all other people wanted to, they shouted to crucify him. But Pilate knew that he was innocent. He was an expert politician. So he knew exactly who is a criminal and who is not. And he knew that Jesus was not a criminal. Jesus was innocent. But was he free to do what he believed? No. Did he have power to release Jesus, even though he knew that he was innocent? So when Pilate met Jesus again, he said, "Jesus, where are you from? Where are you from?" You know, what kind of person are you? Jesus didn't say anything at this moment. He didn't say anything. And Pilate got frustrated. By this time, most people, they come to this point, they beg me to save my life. But Jesus was quiet. He refused to say it. So Pilate said this: "Do you refuse to speak to me? Do you not know that I have power to release you and power to crucify you?" And Jesus, no. This is what Jesus said: "You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above. You don't have power. You don't even know you don't have power. You don't even know what you're talking about." That's what Jesus was saying. You don't have that kind of power. You don't have that kind of freedom to either free me or crucify. You will just follow what people wanted to do. Jesus knew that very clearly. Pilate was not free. He was not free to do what he believed. My friends, only the truth can set you free. Only the truth can make you free, not the power. In power, there's no that kind of power of freedom. Pilate lived in that kind of kingdom. That kingdom doesn't make sense to me. That kingdom doesn't make sense to me. The kingdom that benefits only those who are powerful and privileged. The kingdom where the powerless and the voiceless were ignored, rejected, and abandoned. The kingdom where the prejudices control human thinking. The kingdom where selfishness dictates and overpowers justice and humanity. The kingdom where there is no eternal life, but only destruction in the end. That is not Jesus' kingdom. Jesus' kingdom is a kingdom where everyone is respected, honored, and loved. The kingdom where the truth dictates and the justice is upheld. The kingdom where humility takes priority over bragging and pride. The kingdom where there is eternal life. Jesus came to be the king, but to be like us. He denied even his divinity. He emptied all his power, to be like us. And he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Who lifted him up? He did not lift himself up. Who lifted him up? God lifted him up. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He became the king, not in palace, through grand coronation. Where did he become the king? He became the king on the cross. And who made it? Ironically, that was done by Pilate. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but this man said, I am the King of the Jews. Write that." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Now I understand why Jesus said, "I came to be the king, and for this I was born, and for this I came." Now I understand what Jesus meant. What kind of kingdom do you live in? The kingdom of power or the kingdom of truth? We are in this world, but we are not of this world. Who is Jesus to you? I hope that Jesus is your king. I want to have Jesus kind of king. Jesus is my true king.